756 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. X American State Trials. While in Cape Lopez, we had more prisoners than men of our own. There was then some appearance of a rising among the prisoners, but never at any other time. At Cape Lopez, Captain Trotter and some of our men were taken prisoners by the African King. They were captured on Sunday and kept until Wednesday. It required considerable negotiation to secure their release. Captain Trotter was never anxious on account of the capture of the Panda or the Esperanza. I was in Fernando Po when Perez was examined. Captain Trotter, in company with the surgeon and interpreter, examined all the prisoners. No offers or promises were made to anyone to induce them to testify against the crew of the Panda. Captain Trotter said nothing about his liability to respond for the loss of the Panda. The Panda's cargo consisted of 60 or 70 tons of rice and farina together, several casks of powder, 2 casks of American bread, a few barrels of pork and beef, and a small quantity of other provisions. A few muskets, 1 pair of pistols, and some cutlasses were also found on board. I think Captain Trotter transmitted all the money taken from the Panda or her crew to the treasurer of the Navy. No division was made of it. Had there been, I should have received a share. The cook, Ferrer, had no inducement offered to him to make him testify. I don't know Jose Perez's state regarding intoxication while he was examined. I know nothing of the boatswain's death. 4 prisoners were taken by Captain Trotter in River Nazareth. 1 died, I don't recollect his name, and 1 deserted. 1 was discharged. Prisoners were never urged by Captain Trotter to give their depositions, as far as I know. On November 15th, the pivot gun was not fired at the Negro canoes. The men broached a cask of rum, of which there were 8 or 9 casks on board. The inventory and duplicate taken on board the Panda were both destroyed. The officers killed on board the Panda by the explosion were named Percy and Johnson. The gunner, a Marine, and a mulatto boy were also killed. There were perhaps 25 persons on board the Panda when she blew up. I was between the brig Curlew and the schooner when the explosion took place. Mr. Child asked a question of the witness. The court remarked that the gentleman had answered that question before.